for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Man who had 40 possessions this afternoon, he'll go and get that cure for leather poisoning very shortly, but he's with Jason Doherty.
Well, Kingy, we've led you up the garden path here, but Mark O'Connor is very happy say that he got 40 possessions. He'll go with that, won't you, Mark? You'll go with that?
I'd love to, but no, I definitely didn't get 40 possessions, boys.
You had six, Mark.
Six, nice. Almost there.
You're not far off.
No, not very, Matt. Not very.
No, look, Tom's a bit busy at the moment, and there's a few other media people down here, so we've got to get going, and so Mark's got a couple of minutes with us, Kingy. So it was a good effort. The Crows came at you a couple of times today.
Yeah, they did. I think they narrowed the margin down to somewhere around 20, and it's never safe territory. But it's always nice when you get a bit of a run on, and you extend the lead. It's always a bit comforting.
How aware of the scoreboard are you out there, Mark? Because it actually got down to 8 points in the third quarter.
Oh, was it 8? Jeez, that's closer than I thought. Yeah.
Do you not pay much attention? Do you just worry about finding the footy?
Oh man, yeah. Actually, I didn't know it was down to 8. That's that's a lot lower than I actually expected. But no, that's all right. Yeah, we just kept grinding away and we never lost our composure, which was nice.
Yeah, consecutive wins gives you a little bit of momentum. It's such a big game against the Dogs going into the break. If you can go in 8-4, it just gives you that really good platform for the second half of the year.
Yeah, that would leave us in a really good spot. And obviously the Dogs are a very good side. So, it should be a good one next Friday.
Merrick, do you ever look up at the scoreboard just to see how many possessions you've had?
Not really, mate, especially when... You know, when you feel comfortable, I was pretty comfortable on the bench, actually. I knew we had a six-day turnaround, and I know fellas like to get the ball in their hands, but I knew once we got that buffer, I was pretty happy to just relax.
Can I ask you, this year you're sort of playing, sometimes you're in the middle, sometimes you're in defence, you know, do you enjoy that, or would you sort of, I know you probably say you won't, but would you like to just sort of settle in the one spot and sort of find your groove there for the year?
That would probably be ideal, but at the same time, kind of having flexibility is always something that the team would value. So, it is comforting, playing a few weeks in a row in the same spot. But, I'll go wherever needs be.
73rd game today, you're 25. I've noticed a couple of times you're sort of addressing the group and, you know, at various times throughout the year. Have you put more focus on your leadership this year?
Not necessarily, and I don't really say much unless, something's been missed by the older boys. I guess the older you get, the more experience you have and the more confident you are in your knowledge, so that's probably where that's coming from.
Yeah, do you have that confidence now that you can speak up and, you know, even if it's a criticism, a constructive criticism of the group or a teammate, do you feel like you've got that sort of grounding on you to do that now?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think everyone on the team should be comfortable to do that at different times. So, whether you're Sam DeConning and we see how well he's going, we expect him to speak up to the rest of us as well. So, I think the onus is kind of on everyone.
Merrick, have you started talks with the club about a new deal? I think you're out of contract at the end of this year, or has something already happened that we're not aware of?
Yeah, no, I think we're nearly there. So, hoping to lock something in very soon.
Yeah, okay. You love Geelong, don't you? It's become home for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is, Matt. Yeah, it is. I don't know if it's home just yet, but I do love Geelong. I love the place, and it's just like a big country town. You know, I said it before. It's just got good vibe around here. No traffic, and that kind of suits me.
Just noticing too, Merrick, listening to you, being in Geelong, just knock the rust off your Irish accent there a little bit. You sort of got a few Geelong sort of twangs in there.
Yeah, I kind of have to slow it down for you boys over here. So, when I go back home, you can be sure that I'm pretty fast.
You speed things up, do you?
Yeah, I do, Matt. I do. It takes only 2 or 3 days once I'm back. So
you must get some sayings over here that you take home and they have no idea what you're talking about.
I do, Matt. But I can't use them back at home, or else I'll get some abuse. So
right.
Yeah, I just try to stick to the old ones.
Merrick, always love talking to you on K-Rock Footy. Good to talk to you this afternoon.
And Tom Lonigan says hello too. So
awesome. Yes. Good. Yeah. Cheers, Domsey. Cheers.
Good to talk, Merrick. Well done.
Cheers. Thanks, lads.
Mark O'Connor joining us there from downstairs. Okay, we went from old gold chocolates.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.